RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to The Academic Radio Space for English Learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Villoner.
In Villoner.
In Villoner.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Build on Air, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia, UNAD.
Con ustedes, Lidenis Carrillo y Leonardo Leguizamón, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. In this program, you will learn about music. We will have an international guest who will tell us about some English tips and how to deal with Spanish. And we continue here learning about UNAD English.
Sí, Leo. Qué rico que cada día tengamos más cosas interesantes para compartir con mis estudiantes y con los oyentes. Oye, y hay una sección nueva, ¿cierto?
You are so right, Liz. Today we have a brand new section called The Wall.
Ven, ¿y esa sección es acerca de qué temas?
This section will be dedicated to share events and everything related to what is happening to our followers and friends in our Facebook account at In Villoner is Back.
Bueno, esta sección suena muy interesante, además que el nombre The Wall queda perfecto, ya que es el muro en el que los estudiantes podrán publicar sus comentarios en nuestra cuenta de Facebook, arroba In Villoner is Back, y estos salgan al aire en este espacio.
That's the way to go, Liz. So, shooting the breeze, Liz, what was the last movie you saw?
Pues, la película más reciente que vi fue Buscando a Dory.
Wow.
Me encantó porque aunque es una película muy infantil, pues deja una enseñanza muy bonita tanto para las personas adultas como para los niños. Y tú, Leo, ya que hablamos de artes, ¿estás leyendo algún libro en este momento?
Now that you mention it, last Feria del Libro I bought a nice book. Kerry Smith created this crazy book called Wreck This Journal. It is a book that makes you write, paint, paste, and even tear. It's amazing.
Wow, Leo. Ese libro suena entretenido. Me gustan esos libros que lo reten a uno a hacer cosas diferentes. Bueno, hablando de todo esto, hoy tenemos a Nicolás López en nuestra sección Movies, Music and Books. Y nos va a hacer ciertas recomendaciones que sé que les van a gustar mucho. Así que vamos a escucharlo.
I couldn't agree more.
Movies, music and books. Themes to remember and stories that come to life.
So hello everybody, this is Nicolás López and welcome to your section Music, Movies and Books. Brought to you by In Build on Air from Universidad Nacional Abierta a Distancia. In today's segment we are going to discuss three of the most important topics about films, music and books. So enjoy. Okay, my first recommendation would definitely be The Conjuring 2. The sequel movie from The Conjuring, directed by Jim West, one of the former Fast and the Furious directors, is a very thrilling, exciting, scary movie. Not only because of the performance of Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, but because of the really raw scenes and the very nice developed plot. I extremely recommend you to go watch it because it has reached an amazing 245,201,173 dollars worldwide. So I extremely recommend you to go over there. You're going to find a lot of jumping on your seats, a lot of screaming, and also a bit of humor. So please go ahead and see it. Well, my recommendation in terms of music would be the amazing Adele releasing her new single, Send My Love to Your New Lover. This song has had millions of visits on YouTube channels, millions of hits, and thousands of millions of likes. This is actually a sad and breakup song, but with a very cool vibe and a very reggae-like tone. So it's happy and fun. And besides, you have to watch the video because Adele looks really amazing on that video. So go ahead and watch it because it's really a really nice and happy song about breakup. And talking about books, recommended for this week would be Héctor Abad Faciolince's and his book Palabras Sueltas, which is a cluster of very short essays about everything with a tiny bit of very classic humor and a lot of biographical references. So if you don't have time to read a long version of literature books, I extremely recommend that book because you can read it like one or two essays a day and then keep going until you finish, and there is no order on that, so please go ahead and read it as soon as you can. You send me free.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la Radio UNED Virtual.
That was so nice. I am so going to listen to that song. I like Adele, but I haven't heard that song.
Sí, estuvo súper, Leo, y muy adecuada si estás en un momento de tensión con tu pareja. Pero lo que no me gustó fue la recomendación de la película.
Why?
Bueno, la verdad es que le tengo terror a las películas que son, pues, que tienen que ver con pánico y toda esa cuestión. Prefiero más bien, como mencioné anteriormente, las películas que son como infantiles que tienen mensajes muy bonitos.
Yeah, I like the way Nicolas talked about the movie, but I hate horror movies too. I get scared so easy.
Ok, ni se te ocurre invitarme a ver una película de terror, porque créeme que me podría dar algo ahí. Entonces creo que ya sabes qué tipo de películas puedes invitarme a ver, ¿no?
Oh, ok, I'll treat you maybe to Ice Age 5 then. In the meantime, Liz, let's move to our section. Oh, wow. Today, we have a guest from New York who is going to show us that learning Spanish is more difficult than what you think.
Me encanta el acento del inglés de New York. Me siento como en una película de Hollywood. Escuchémoslo.
Wow. Okay, let's go.
Tips and tricks to help you improve your English. Because your English can always be better. Only here at Inville on Air.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back to our favorite spot for learning about second languages, particularly English. And today we have a very special guest. He's from New York. And he fell in love with our country, though not so much with our language. His name is Justin Niggard, and he's here to tell us about his experience as a second language learner of Spanish. He will also give us some advice on how to improve our English proficiency. Hi, Justin. Welcome to Inville on Air. Thanks for talking to us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you ended up in Colombia.
I am a designer and a photographer, and what drew me to Colombia, of course, at first was my then girlfriend, now wife, and she's from Bogota, and I went with her once or twice, and that really pulled me in and let me see how amazing Colombia really is.
Nice. So you were brought to the country by the love of a beautiful Colombian. Have you visited different places in the country?
So yeah, I've now been to Colombia 3 times. Each time I go is 2 weeks to a month, and I go with my wife to Bogota mostly, but I've also been to Medellin and Cartagena, Villa de Leyva, I'm sure I'm pronouncing these terribly, but and a lot of other small towns and a couple of cities here and there.
And how have you liked Colombia so far?
I love Colombia. You know, it was a real pleasant surprise. I knew it would be a fun place, but I didn't realize how fun it would be and how nice it would be.
Great. Anything special you would recommend to visitors coming to our country?
I mean, anyone that was to go visit Colombia, I don't know what advice I would give them aside from just, you know, take it all in. Don't go there with any expectations. Don't worry about having a plan. Because some of the most fun I've had in Colombia was just sort of going with the flow. I mean, they have amazing food, of course, amazing music. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of laughter. The people in Colombia are extraordinarily nice, I find. And I mean, I would just say to anyone that's visiting there, especially from America, you know, don't listen to Hollywood. Don't worry about the news that you might have seen 20 years ago. I mean, Colombia is an amazing place. Just go, walk down the street, try some food, go wherever your friends can take you and have a great time. Don't overthink it.
I'm so glad to hear your advice. And yeah, unfortunately, there still remains some of the bad image that was originated, you know, in the past by some of the social problems we had. Well, along with the misinformed media publicity, too. Now, tell us some of the things that have shocked you about our country.
I mean, Colombia has shocked me in a lot of good ways and I wouldn't know if I'd say bad ways, but definitely surprised me a few times here and there. I mean, the good stuff is kind of what I've been saying, where I was just so surprised at how nice everyone was. Not that I expected them to be mean, but I didn't expect them to be as nice as they are. They seem really happy and really excited to show me their country, especially being from New York. I think maybe that's interesting for some people. I don't know. And they really want to show off their city and their customs. So that was a great surprise. The food, the city, I mean, all the things you'd expect, Bogota especially. I didn't know what to expect with Bogota, and when I got there, I loved the modern side of the city. I was really impressed by that. I was amazed by some of these beautiful restaurants that Bogota has, and just there's so many neighborhoods that look every bit as modern as New York, if not more modern, and just some really amazing places. But then even the more traditional areas like the Candelaria and some of these traditional buildings and the paint on these buildings and the architecture, I was blown away. So that was something that really, really shocked me so much that I couldn't put my camera down. I'm a photographer as well with my work, and I took so many pictures on my trips with Colombia. I actually ended up publishing a book from all my photos because there's just so many great, beautiful things to see.
Oh, wow. So you have a photography book about Colombia. Wow, that's amazing. I hope we have a chance to see it soon. So how about the not so good stuff?
Surprised by little things here and there, like the traffic in Bogota, where I spend most of my time, is really bad sometimes. Don't get me wrong, New York is bad, Manhattan can be really tough, but I don't know, Bogota is pretty close. So that's some bad traffic. I've ridden some of the buses and some of the public transportation, and of course that gets pretty crowded sometimes. You know, you're literally pushing, knocking people over to get off the bus or to get off the Transmilenio. So that was something. And then a silly thing that actually surprised me, and I had a little bit of trouble with this when I first got there, was slamming doors, which I know sounds kind of weird, but I mean, in New York, in America, you get out of a car, you slam the door, and you walk away. You don't really think anything about it. But I learned, especially with the cabs in Bogota, I would slam the door and walk away, and I would get some very, very angry faces. And I had no idea why all these cab drivers kind of hated my guts. But I quickly learned, and my wife and my friends quickly corrected me. They said, no, 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 you can't do that. You need to close the door gently. So then I spent, you know, the next 2 weeks practicing how to close a door gently, which is a little tough, especially coming from New York. Everyone's kind of loud and you know, they sort of push their way through sometimes. So that was a little bit tough for me. And I think I made a lot of enemies in the cabs of Bogota.
Whitman, Justin, I am so delighted to have you here. I'm very interested in this interview. And we are going to continue this in the next program. But first of all, before we go, I have to ask you a question, Justin. Is there any song or group that you may like a lot and you want to listen to right now?
Oof, okay, my favorite English song. I don't have a favorite. I have some favorite artists. I love everything from American blues music and jazz music. I love AC/DC, the rock and roll band. My favorite artist of all time might be Jay-Z, which my wife knew nothing about, and now she knows every one of his songs. So you know, H to the Izzo and Empire State of Mind and all that stuff. In fact, if you're hoping to learn English, listen to some rap music. Don't repeat it. Don't run around repeating it. But if you can listen to them and how fast they speak, and you can actually make sense of it, then that's really cool. But don't repeat any of the phrases when you come to America, especially if you go to the Bronx. Just keep it quiet. Just check with somebody first. But that's good practice. Jay-Z, there you go. Oh, an H to the Izzo is not a real word.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
New York. Hey. Uh-huh. Concrete jungle, yeah. With dreams.
at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Esta canción estuvo excelente. Me encantó Jay-Z. Súper para bailar y desestresarme.
Yeah, that's right. It's excellent.
Todos los lunes y cada 15 días, Contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Literature Time. Let the words transport you to a brand new world.
Coming up, I have poetry for you and for all of our listeners who still believe in love and romance.
Sí, me encanta la poesía, y más si es de amor.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Bueno, creo que la poesía lo lleva a uno a otros niveles en el amor. Estoy muy enamorada.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. You are a romantic woman.
Yes.
Okay, wait no more. Here with us in Literature Time, Mónica Quintero.
Bueno, démosle la bienvenida a Mónica y a sus hermosos poemas.
Ok.
I am Mónica Mildred Quintero. I'm working in the SEAD Palmira. I love you. Not only for what you are, but for what I am. When I am with you. Roy Croft. Now, this poem is in French. Elle. Quand elle est arrivée à Londres, elle était seule. Elle a écrit à ses parents. Racontant sus tristezas. Il s'était vu. Él était triste. Qui est son ami? La nuit, le matin. D'autres jours, elle a pris. La jeune femme était triste. Él ne m'a rien. Et maintenant, elle est mort. Tus manos son mi caricia, mis acordes cotidianos. Te quiero porque tus manos trabajan por la justicia. Si te quieres porque sos mi amor, mi cómplice y todo, y en la calle codo a codo, somos mucho más que dos. Tus ojos son mi conjuro contra la mala jornada. Te quiero por tu mirada que mira y siembra futuro. Tu boca es tuya y mía, tu boca no se equivoca. Te quiero porque tu boca sabe gritar rebeldía. Si te quieres porque sos mi amor, mi cómplice y todo, y en la calle codo a codo, somos mucho más que dos. Y por tu rostro sincero, y tu paso vagabundo, y tu llanto por el mundo, porque sos pueblo, te quiero. Y porque amor no es aureola, ni cándida moraleja, y porque somos pareja, que sabes que no estás sola. Te quiero en mi paraíso, es decir, que en mi país, la gente viva feliz, aunque no tenga permiso. Si te quieres porque sos mi amor, mi cómplice y todo, y en la calle, codo a codo, somos mucho más que dos.
That was very inspiring and heartfelt. I dedicate one of these poems to my lovely girlfriend. I love her.
Uy, Leo, qué amor. Lindos poemas y muy inspiradores, como dijiste. ¿Te parece si seguimos? Te tengo una nueva sección que sé que a los estudiantes les va a encantar.
¿Really? What is it about?
No, señor, no te voy a contar. Quiero que todos escuchemos a Lisette con su sección de The World y después me cuentas qué te parece.
Okay, show me, please.
The World. We share because we care.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Hola a todos nuestros oyentes, bienvenidos a este nuevo espacio llamado The World. Hoy hablaremos de nuestras secciones, algunas publicaciones y al final una frase para recordar. Hablemos de nuestras secciones en Invilo News. The Weekly Poll discute los resultados de las diferentes encuestas acerca de temas de la vida cotidiana de los estudiantes, profesores y demás miembros unavistas. Carpe Diem, consejos útiles para llevar una vida saludable, tranquila y en armonía con el entorno. Literature Time, lectura de cuentos cortos, poemas, biografías, entre otros, se leen los trabajos más destacados de estudiantes y funcionarios en Invilonear y en la UNAD. Son relevantes. Hocus Pocus English, enseñanza y el uso de expresiones cotidianas del lenguaje, y al igual que los verbos y las otras formas de lenguaje en la lengua extranjera inglesa. Culture and Civilization, destaca los aspectos culturales y de las civilizaciones del mundo entero para compartir con todos nuestros oyentes. ¡Oh, wow! Espacio para la práctica y el compartir de estrategias de aprendizaje, al igual que pautas o consejos para comprender y hablar una lengua extranjera. Speak Up, sección en la cual toda la comunidad unadista podrá participar a través de poemas, cuentos cortos, canciones e historias en inglés, así como a través de mensajes y otras expresiones de su diario vivir. Movies, Music and Books, sección que se tratará de temas enmarcados en el mundo del cine, la buena música y la recomendación de excelentes libros. Y por último, Invil Today, espacio para conocer todo lo que ocurre en la UNAD, que sea noticia para nuestros oyentes. Los invito a visitar nuestra cuenta en Facebook con todas las publicaciones interesantes que nuestros amigos nos comparten, y en estas publicaciones encontramos el talento colombiano que se destaca en el exterior. Esta semana encontramos a Diana Trujillo, la colombiana que lidera la misión Curiosity en la NASA, y un proyecto muy interesante desarrollado por una empresa colombiana, Casas Hechas en Plástico. Es un emprendimiento con el que Colombia compite en The Adventures. Además, saludamos a todos nuestros seguidores y les agradecemos por sus publicaciones y opiniones. Esta semana les tengo una frase. When do you what you fear most, then you can do anything. Cuando hagas lo que más temes, entonces podrás hacer cualquier cosa. Recuerda que puedes visitarnos y opinar de nuestro tema semanal en Facebook por Invilonear is back en nuestra página de Wow. Recuerden, Yo soy Lizeth Méndez Delgado, estudiante de primer semestre de Ingeniería de Sistemas, y los invito a que nos escuchen y aprendan con nosotros acerca del inglés, su cultura y del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Si tienen dudas, preguntas o sugerencias, escríbanos a envilonir@gmail.com. Bienvenidos, los espero con los oídos despiertos y los brazos abiertos. Envilonir.
Well, that was the section. I really like the way Lizeth handled it, and I hope students connect to our Facebook and talk to us and share with us.
Bueno, queremos invitar a todos los estudiantes y oyentes de la emisora que visiten la página y hagan sus respectivos comentarios. Queremos agradecer también a Lizeth por esta sección que ha ofrecido para los estudiantes. Y también agradecemos a ustedes por su sintonía. Esperamos que pasen un buen resto de día. Y con ustedes estuvo Lidenis Carrillo. Que pasen buena tarde.
Thank you very much for listening to us today. Welcome to Envilonir. Remember, contact us via Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, @Envilonir is back. Twitter, Envilonir. Thank you, Envilonir.
Bye, que estén muy bien, muchachos.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.